From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. So far, investigators have identified 425 victims of the attack on the World Trade Center. An additional 4,339 people are listed as missing. As rubble is cleared from the ruins, it's being brought by trucks and barges to Staten Island, where it's laid out at the sprawling Fresh Kills landfill. Fresh Kills has in effect become the world's largest crime lab. Police officers, FBI agents, and construction workers are sifting through hundreds of thousands of tons of twisted metal, looking for human remains, for identification, and for criminal evidence. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
An orange crane with claw-like pincers is breaking apart a 30-foot-high pile of twisted metal and concrete. Such piles are spread into rows over more than 100 acres here at the Fresh Kills landfill. Just from this spot, you can see the arms of a dozen cranes working. Nearby, a team of officers in white bodysuits and respirators stands by an earth-sifting machine that's separating out larger chunks of concrete from smaller items that could be helpful to their search. Today, investigators found a piece of a pair of pants that still had a victim's wallet inside it. A bone fragment and a name tag were found as well. At times, larger body parts are spotted inside pieces of mangled metal. Eric Reynolds has seen some of that. He's a heavy equipment operator from North Carolina who's been here for 5 weeks.
The parts and stuff like that is pretty tough on me. That's the bad things about it, you know. It's a good thing is, you know, we're here to helping out. And, you know, it's stressful. You know, I'm a long way from my family. Most of the guys here are long ways from their families.
This is a gruesome, difficult process, unimaginably so for the officers working here who lost close friends or partners.
These were all the cars from outside the Trade Center for the most part.
Port Authority Police Officer Larry Mays is driving past a stack of crushed police cars and emergency vehicles. One is the car a close friend rode to the Trade Center in on September 11th. Mays personally knew more than 30 fellow Port Authority officers who lost their lives that day.
I'm numb. It's just like you just can't hurt me anymore. You can't show me anything. You can't throw any more devastation at me. It's like a feeling of just helplessness. I had a tough weekend because they finally had the memorial service for my friend.
That friend was John Scala.
He was 31 years old, but he led a life that was like incredible. Always smiling, loved life. He was a skier. He would, you know, boating, whatever it was. If you wanted to do it, he would do it. He had a blast.
The workers here are driven by the hope of finding some personal item or identification to return to the family and friends of victims. Brian Patrick Tierney is a Port Authority police lieutenant who's been working both at the landfill here and at the pile, as it's called, at Ground Zero. He was called to Ground Zero this week with 50 fellow officers when a policeman's ID was found. This tough veteran officer with a gray crew cut has tears in his eyes as he describes how they searched the small bits of debris with screens.
Officers on their knees, and you would see them scoop up a little pile, about two handfuls of material, of very fine dust and debris, and you'd see them scoop it up out of the pile and very gingerly, like they were holding something sacred, take it to a clear spot on the plywood and spread it out and just gently go through it, looking for bone fragments, personal items, any little thing that had gone through that screen that they might have missed. And the reverence that they showed to this dust, because in some cases that's all it was amazing.
Four massive dump trucks empty their loads, creating yet another row of that dust, concrete, and steel here at Fresh Kills. As much rubble as there is here, officials say it's only about a third of the estimated 1 million tons of debris that's coming from the fallen World Trade Center. A short distance away, a narcotics squad from Dade County, Florida, is piling back in a van after a day of volunteering here. Sergeant Greg Zuck says the scale is overwhelming.
I just can't envision this ever getting done. I mean, obviously it will at some point. It's just a tremendous undertaking.
Officers here say they expect the work to last more than a year, but many actually feel lucky to be here at the landfill, doing something to help family members of those who died. As one says, they took a lot away from us. We're going to give back all we can. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.